Did anyone here go to the Harbias? Do we have any? Anyone here? Do you even go to Harbias?
I don't want COVID.
My brother started going.
Okay.
This year. My grandson started going.
What?
Anical,
he goes?
Yeah.
Okay,
he
okay.
There's a group of about 30 people who are regulars who go there, and there's a leader, and we can't show them where they can go, and they can discuss things, they just can't dive in there.
Okay, sir. Let's discuss what are the issues. We want to spend some time on this topic. Okay, we only have a few minutes. I'm not going to spend a lot. I just want to share with you a few new ideas that have come across from this wonderful sefer called Avnei Shoha. Now, first of all, I was once in the shul recently, and there was a fellow, and we were talking about. Walking on the Har Bayis, and there was a fellow there in the back of the shul who was a kanoi, one of the biggest kanoim that I know. And he right away got wind. This guy has problems. And this person heard that they were talking about going to the Har Bayis, and he right away shouts out with intensity, it's osur, 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 osur. There's nothing to discuss, it's osur. Now, this type of attitude, I can't speak for anyone but myself, is a very unhealthy attitude. And when people hear someone say that it's usr, 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 you're shooting from the hip, why is it us? It could very well be that it is usr, and I think most of us would not even consider going to the Har Bayis. Don't just shoot from the hip. Where does it say it's us? A real Paisik, if you ever have a good experience, a nice experience, go to a real Paisik, ask him a Shaila. So they'll say, well, let's think. Why should it be Yeshem Shah? Can I do this on Shabbos? So they'll say, well, let's think about it. Why should it be us? Start out, it's Mutter. Of course, everything is Mutter. Unless the Torah tells you that it's also. So if it's a Beferish, a Halacha, and Shulchan Aruch, there's nothing more to discuss. Does it say this in Shulchan Aruch? No, that's why you're coming to ask the question. Because obviously you've already figured out that it does not say explicitly anywhere in Shulchan Aruch that this question is Osir Mutter. So now you're coming to ask, so what would the Halacha be? So let's it doesn't say that it's Osir. So why should it be Osir? Okay, we have this problem. And we have this problem. Is this a problem? Maybe yeah, maybe not. We have this problem. Is it a problem? Maybe yeah, maybe not. This is more of a problem. This is less of a problem. At the end of the day, there are so many issues. I can't tell you that it's osur mamish, but it would be a good idea if you're a God-fearing Orthodox Jew not to do this activity on Shabbos. That's a healthy pesach. Go to a Pesach, ask him a Shaila. If it doesn't say in Shulchan Aruch, he'll try to figure out why should there be a problem. Look at the possible issues and discuss them. Some of them he'll reject. Some of them he'll say are problems. B'shas Hadchak, we can do it this way. Not B'shas Hadchak, we do it that way. It's the same thing with going to the Har Bayis. It does not say anywhere that it's Osir. So why should it be us? Now let's first clarify. We're not discussing going. Now let's just have the very, very basics before we go into some of the other more fine points. The Har Bayis, there are two different levels of Kedusha in the Har Bayis. There's the Har Habayis, which is called Machane Leviya. And then there is the actual Mekoyim HaMikdash that is called Machane Shechina. The Shechina, where the Shechina resides, that is the Azara, and that's relatively speaking a very small area. The whole Har Bayis is at least 500 Amos by 500 Amos. Now today, there is an assumption, and La Halacha, many people say you don't have to question this assumption. You can follow what appears to be correct. That we pretty much have a good estimate of where the where the Azara was. Or if there are different opinions, so you can take into consideration all of the opinions. After everything is said and done, there is an approach, we can assume that in this general area is the Mekoyim, where the Mikdash once stood. And that area is called Machane Shechina. And everything else is Machane Leviah. Now, off the bat, there will be people who will tell you there's no such thing. No one can be 100% sure anywhere on the Har HaBayis is where the Azara used to stand, and everything else Machane Leviah. It could be anywhere on top. Okay, that's an approach. That is an approach, but many people do not want to accept that, and they want to assume that we have enough of an idea through scientific evidence and history to designate certain areas, general areas where we assume the Azara stood, which is Machane Shechina, and everywhere else to be Machane Leviah. Now, if you want to work with that approach, you know, let's take the following assumption, let's take the basic rules. In Machane Shechina, an individual who is Tomei Meis may not enter under any condition. You may not go near Machane Shechina. If one is Tomei Meis, he is permitted to enter into Machane Leviah. And according to the letter of the law, you're even allowed to bring a dead body into Machane Leviah. So if we knew definitively, let's say we did know, which we do not, but let's say theoretically we knew definitively where on the Har HaBayis the Azara used to stand, you can bring a dead body up to the Har HaBayis. Believe it or not, you can bring mamish, a dead body, into Machane Leviah. So certainly if a person is Tomei Meis, you're not bringing a dead body. Everyone today is considered to be Tomei Meis, because to remove the Tumas Meis, we need the Para Aduma water, which we do not have. Everyone is Tomei Meis. So it's not the end of the world for a person who's Tomei Meis. Not only the end of the world, it's permitted for a person who's Tomei Meis to enter into the region where he is, the region of Machane Leviah, all assuming that we know where the Azara used to stand. Now, the truth is, there are three major opinions in today's day and age among the experts of different locations where possibly the Azara stood. Two of them revolve around the Dome of the Rock. The Dome of the Rock was either the place of the Kodesh HaKadoshim or the place of where the Mizbeach stood. And then there's the third opinion, which is gaining a lot more popularity, is that the Dome of the Rock is none of the above, but rather the place where the Azara stood is further towards the end, which is in which direction? So therefore, if it's west and east, so it's south, further south. Just keep it further south. So more or less, what I know, maybe I'm wrong, is that those people who do go on the Har HaBayis, those people who do go, completely avoid these three areas. They completely stay far away from these three areas. The Muslim hundreds of years ago, probably the Turks, go back maybe 300-400 years ago. I'm not sure exactly. Even more. They changed hands. The Crusaders had it for a time.
Maybe they had more back and forth.
No.
I don't know. It seems there are three today. Today there are three theories. There are three, and each one has very, very strong proof to their thesis. Where is the Mekoyim of the Azara? Okay, the tunnel tours will tell you, will brainwash you, there's only one opinion. Okay, there's nothing to talk about. But they're telling you is not necessarily correct. There are other opinions. But those who appear to go to the Har HaBayis, it seems, maybe I'm wrong, they don't go anywhere near those three areas. So where are they going then? They're going on the Har HaBayis, which is called Machane Leviah. The Machane Leviah, technically speaking, a person who's Tomei Meis can go. So what can be the problems? You want to say something?
I want to just ask, if you hold, if you know exactly where Machane Shechina is, what about the airspace?
So that's another that is another topic of discussion. So many Poskim say that airplane may not go, the helicopter may not go. That's right. You're not allowed to go in an airplane over the Har HaBayis. Correct. And in fact, they generally don't. It's a no-fly zone. Generally, unless you're in the army. And anyway, the army, anywhere they go, they walk on the Har HaBayis because of Pikuch Nefesh. But generally, the place can be discussed that the helicopter with the airplane, you should not go. We assume the Shechina goes all the way up to Shemayim, all the way up. So you should avoid that zone. You should avoid the zone and air in the air from that area. Now, so here are the issues. So the question is going to that. Now, first of all, before we even get to there, before we even go further, I should have mentioned this in the beginning. There are three issues in discussing the Har HaBayis: halacha, hashkafa, and political. Okay, everybody say. Three separate areas of discussion: a political issue, a hashkafic issue, and a halachic issue. Politics, people will argue, don't go there because you're provoking the Arabs. Okay, that's a political statement. You want to subscribe to it, you want to disagree, it's none of my business. Okay, that's not what we're discussing. We're not going to say politics. There's a hashkafic issue. Let's say, for argument's sake, we follow the Shitas HaRavid to the extreme, and we hold that there is absolutely not even an iota of Kedusha on the Har HaBayis. That's an extreme opinion. Even the Ravid doesn't seem to say that. But let's say the Ravid, they'll tell you the Ravid holds that Kedusha, there's no longer any Kedusha. Bahu Peritzim Vayichaleluha. The enemy has penetrated and have profaned the area. There is no Kedusha whatsoever. However, respect, Hashkafa, since this once upon a time was the Makom of the Beis HaMikdash, the holiest place in the world, even if it's true that today there is no Kedusha, you should have a sensitivity. Es Mikdashi Tirahu Hashkafa. This is not Halacha. Stay away. I respect that. And in fact, I believe in it. Okay? Personally, none of my business. That's right. Stay away. Forget about all Halacha. This politics, and then there is Hashkafa. However, you cannot force your opinion in politics and Hashkafa upon another Jew. That's absurd. If my political views are different than yours, I believe, don't provoke the Arabs by going there. You believe, Adarabba, you have to show them who's the boss. You got to show them. Okay, I can't argue with you. You cannot argue. Fine. Gesunte, hey, there's nothing to discuss. Hashkafa, I was brought up in one, I was taught by my parents and my rebbeim. You know, it's a holy place, regardless of there's Kedusha, there's no Kedusha. Even if there's no Kedusha, you don't go there. What do you need to go there? Don't krich where you don't belong. Es mikdashi tirahu. You were not brought up with that Hashkafa. You were brought up with a Hashkafa that if you could go, Adarabba, this is the way you have respect. Okay. There's no conversation. I cannot go and argue with you. Everyone is entitled to have their own hashkafa. You're an Orthodox Jew. You're entitled to your hashkafic position. So we have to very carefully understand these two things, at least what I understand, is not subject to discussion. They're not subject. Politics, hashkafa, mind your own business. The only place where you can have a good fight is in the world of halacha. That's the only place where you can engage in battle. Luchamta Sheltar. So, first question is the Machlekes, the Rambam, and the Ravid. The Rambam says nothing has changed. The Kedusha of the Mikdash is the same Kedusha it was then, it is now. The Kedusha does not go away. And therefore, Machane Shechina Bizman Hazeh, there's a Chiv Kores. A person who is a Tomei Mace and enters the area of Machane Shechina, he's Chayiv Kares. Okay, almost everyone that I know that goes to Har HaBayis is not going, as we discussed, we just spent 10 minutes, it's not going to Machane Shechina, they're accepting the Rambam. The Ravid says, no, the Ravid says that the Kedusha has departed, and technically, if you go there, the Ravid does not say you should. The Ravid, in fact, says you should not. But the Ravid says, if a person goes there, he doesn't say you should not, his words imply that it's not the right thing to do, but if you go there, there is no Chiv Karis. There is no Chiv Karis because there is no Kedusha. And this also has another halacha, and this is a Gemara, are you allowed to bring korbanos bizman hazeh? On a bummer. Can you go build a mizbeach in Yerushalayim and you're in the hotel, or go build a mizbeach in Eilat or Tel Aviv? Fire code? So go to Tel Aviv. Okay, go to Tel Aviv and go make a nice, beautiful square mizbeach. Can you be makir a real carbon, a carbon shlamim? According to the Ravid, yeah. I mean, the Ravid doesn't say you can. The Ravid is not clear. The Ravid seems to say that it's not likely it has kedusha, but he doesn't go so far to say with absolute conviction that it has no kedusha. And in fact, there's a question with the girsa that says, many say there's a tos hadfus, what he wrote in a certain expression.
He's saying maybe you can, but don't.
But don't, right? Don't. He says, you know, you can't say chayiv karis for going there. If you would hold to the extreme that there's no kedusha, that would mean that today you're allowed to bring a karbon anywhere you want in the whole Eretz Yisrael on a bama ketana. No one goes so far to say that, okay? But it's something which you do take into consideration, being that there is a Ravid, which says that you cannot say that a person's chayav kares for going in the place of the Mikdash because the Kedusha has departed. That is something where those who want to go to the Har Bayis, they use that to their benefit, that just in case they've stepped in the wrong spot, we're safe. We're safe. We're not chayav kares because at the end of the day, we're going to rely upon the Ravid, who appears to be a minority opinion, not just the Rambam. We have a long list over here of Rishonim that paskin just like the Rambam, Rishonim that are just like the Rambam, that the Kedusha today is the same that it always was, and you should not go there. So, where are we going? We're only going to go to the Machane Levia. What's the problem? So here's the only problem. These are problems which can and cannot be avoided. Here's the problem. The problem is the Mishnah makes very clear who may not go to Machane Leviyah. A Nida, a Yoledes, a Zav, a Zava. They may not go to Machane Leviyah, and by extension, a Baal Keri, a male who had a healthy emission, also has the same status in Shulchan Aruch in the Mishnah as a Zav. Oh, we're coming, one second. Now, if a person is a Zav, that means he had an unusual type of emission twice in succession, either on one day or 2 days. If he had 3 days, that means he needs to bring Korbanos. He has to have Zayin Nikiyim. It's not just enough to go to Mikvah. He has to wait 7 days and have no emission whatsoever, and then go to the Mikvah. Do we today need to be Chayish? That we are in the status, and what kind of mikvah? Not an ordinary mikvah. You have to go to a mayan, into a fountain. So again, if a person has an emission, it's not shikhva zera. It's a different type of liquid or whatever it is, which comes out of the body in that location. That's not shikhva zera. It's something called ziva. Twice in a day or twice in 2 consecutive days, he becomes what's called a Zav. He needs to make sure that 7 days pass where he had absolutely no emission whatsoever. He then goes into a Mayan, into a fountain, immerses. He waits until the sun sets, and then he is Tohar. Do we need today, in this generation, to be Chayish, and maybe we are Zavim? So this is a debate. Most Poskim say no. No, you do not need to take into consideration the possibility that you are a Zav. A Zav, we assume, is more of a spiritual type of emission, or it's something which we're not familiar with, it doesn't exist. You do not need to take that into consideration. Okay, that's a very important factor in being permitted to go into the Har
Habayis. It doesn't exist, or we don't know what it is.
Both. We don't know what it is, or doesn't exist. Rev Yashiv says this. Rev Yashiv actually says this. You do not need to be chayish b'zman hazeh for being a zav. So therefore, according to Rev Yashiv, you don't have to worry. A zav is not allowed to go on the Har Bayis. A nida is not allowed when she is a nida until she is metayer herself with zayin nikim. A woman who is a nida may not go there under no condition. Chorus. A nida may not go to the Har Bayis. Women going to Machane Leviyah, Har Bayis, Machane Leviyah, we'll discuss. Machane Leviyah, a woman who is in need, women going to Har Bayis, they may not be in need, nothing to talk about, yeah?
But the practice today is that everybody goes to the
Mikvah. Oh, we're going to get that. I'm coming in 1 second. Okay. Okay. So, a Nida may not go. A Zav may not go. Do we need to be Chayish and us men are Zavim? Rabbi Yashiv says no. There are other Poskim, many other Poskim, who say yes. Okay, they say yes. So that's a problem. That creates a problem. It's not unavoidable. So you just make sure that you do not have an emission for 7 days, no emission whatsoever, and you're toivel in a mayan. It can be dealt with. And you wait until the sun sets, so then you're tar, it can be dealt with. If you want to take into consideration those places that disagree with Abel Yashiv, who hold that it's possible today a person may indeed be a zav, so you can deal with it. You can deal with it in our day and age very simply for 7 days, go without an emission, go into a mayan, wait until the sun sets, you're no longer technically a zav. You're good to go, just like a nida is mutter lebala after she has zayin nikim and she goes to mikvah. Okay? Every woman who's a nida treats herself as a zava. A nida is not a zava. Yet every woman bizman azet makes believe she is a zava gidoila. And guess what? She's mutar lebala. So that's proof that today a woman, but the difference is a woman who's a zava only needs to go to mikvah, does not need to go to a mayan. A man, a zav, needs to go to a mayan, not into a mikvah. A woman has a leniency that she goes to a mikvah, not into a mayan. Okay, but let's put that, let's not go to that extreme. Let's follow the opinion of Abel Yashiv. Abel Yashiv is the Godel Hadar, beyond question. And he says, you do not need to be chayish bizman hazeh, that you are a zav. So what's the next issue? A Balkari. A person who had an emission, a shechva zera, he's tummy for 1 day. But he has to go to mikvah. He must go to mikvah. So a person who is a Balkari may not, under any condition, go to Har HaBayis if he is a Balkari, did not go to mikvah. Now, next question. Does he need to wait for Heref Shemesh? If a person wakes up in the morning and he gets a call, we're going to the Har HaBayis, come join us. So the person says to him, am I a Balkari? If the answer is, yes, I'm a Balkari, oh, go to the mikvah. Once you go to the mikvah, the problem is you go to the mikvah, you're Tahar from the Kari, but do you need Herev Shemesh? Technically speaking, no, you do not. But there's a problem. The problem is, it says in the Gemara that, I forgot which Navi it was, they met each other on the Chotzer HaChadosha, in the new courtyard. And the Gemara says, what does it mean, the Chotzer HaChadosha? They were Mechadesh a new Takana, that a Balkari may not enter a Balkari. A Tvul Yoim may not enter this Chotzer, a Tvul Yoim may not enter this Chotzer. The question was, which Chotzer are we referring to? This is the Machloikis, Rashi, and the Rambam. Rashi says that the Chotzer HaChadosha is, one says it's Machane Leviya, and the other says Har HaBayis, and the other one says Tful Yom, I forgot, Rambam, one second. I don't remember which opinion. I don't remember. It's too long to find it. But let's just focus on the Rambam. The Rambam says that when it says in the Gemara, they made a takana that a Balkari may not enter, a Tvul Yoim, it's Machane Leviya. So Midrabanon, there was a new takana enacted by the Neviim, going way, way back, that even though, technically speaking, a Balkari, can go to mikvah and can immediately go on the Har HaBayis in Machane Leviya, they enacted a takana that you may not go to the Har HaBayis until you are a tvul yoim. Until the sun, a tvul yoim may not go until the sun sets. Now, if we accept the Rambam, not everyone agrees to the Rambam's perish of the takana. If you do accept the Rambam, that makes it a little bit more difficult. Because that means if you want to go to the Har HaBayis, you have to prepare in advance. You have to make sure, you have to, first of all, not be a Balkari. You have to go to mikvah, kosher mikvah, not a mayan, a Balkari. And then you have to wait until the sun sets. When the sun sets, no one's going at night. They're not letting you go at night. You have to go the next morning. So you're going the next morning, you have to be very careful. By the next morning, you're not a Balkari again. And that can be a problem because, la halacha, What? No, the morning. No, you don't know. That's not going to accomplish anything. Not going to come because you have to wait. Yeah, going to mikvah, according to the Rambam, on the Harabayis, is not going to accomplish because you have to have mikvah plus Harif Shemesh. Now, the problem is, the Chazal tell us that when the Kohanim ate the Truma, it's the first Mishnah. It's a very big chumra. I don't understand the full, but the first Mishnah in Shas, when do you say Shema? When the Kohanim nichnasim lechel bitumasan. Now, the discussion here was the Kohanim would go to mikvah right before the sunset. So they go to mikvah, and right away the sun sets. Why? Go to mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning. And then the sun will set later in the afternoon. What's the big deal? The problem is, when a person goes to mikvah 9 o'clock in the morning and then goes to the Beis HaKiseh, you go to the Beis HaKiseh for Mei Raglayim, who is to say that when the Mei Raglayim are come out of the body, it's not mixed in the Mei Raglayim a teeny, teeny drop of Shechva Zera, which makes the person a Tameh all over again. Now you tell me that, you can't live like that. You're right. I don't know what the answer is, but the big discussion about this in the Gemara and in the Mefarshim. So they would wait. The ideal thing is to go to mikvah when a person's a tful yom, a person's a bal keri, to go to mikvah at the end of the day, right before the sun sets. The sun sets, so now I have tefillah and I have Harif Shemesh, and nothing came out of my body, zero, nothing. So now I'm 100% tar. I can eat truma, do whatever I want. Because the first time a person then goes to the Beis HaKiseh, I don't know why it should be so chamor. In certain situations, maybe it's not every situation, in certain types of situations, there is a possibility when a person is going to the Beis HaKiseh, he's becoming a bal keri all over again.
It could be any time.
Right. So, but what does that mean exactly? You can't live like that. That's not possible to live a normal life if you're going to be chayish. You can be chayish for this every single time. So therefore, if a person wants to go to the Harbayis and he's the Balkari, and every person is always a Balkari at some point in time in their life, so then he's going to have to first go to mikvah, and then wait for Harif Shemesh, and then the next morning he can go, and he has to be very careful that he should not have any chashash, any hirhur. He's mahara about an isha, and it can cause something to happen even beyond his understanding, even in a mashu. The person be very careful to go to tefillah mikvah, wait until the morning, be very careful,
but
you can't go to such an extreme. This is an extreme. Just to bring out the point that a person has to be careful. There should not be any reason to assume that in his shechva zera. Hameivin Yavin, there should be any type of mashu of shechva zera. So that's what a person would lechatchila need to do. Next problem: just like a person who is a balkeri cannot go to the harabayas, his clothing that he sits down that he wears, they're tome. When a person is a balkeri, he's an av hatoma. You know what that means? His clothing is a rishon letoma. His shirt, his pants, his taluskatan, because they're on his body, they're touching his body. So those things, they're tummy. Now they're not tummy tumas mace. They're tummy midin. He's not a tummy mace. We don't care about tummy. They're tummy because midin balkari. Because I'm a balkari, it's a different type of tumma.
But that includes watching his glasses. Everything.
Yeah, everything. Therefore, when a person goes to the harabayis, he has to wear special clothing. They are not metame. Either new clothing that even that's not because it doesn't make any because who's the one who gave you the clothing? Anyone who's touching is probably a balkari. So they're contaminating it midin tumas keri. So they do have special clothing. I don't know what material that are made from materials that are not mekabel tumah. Just like you, who is a balkari or a nida or a zav, may not go on the harabayis. You may not bring objects that are tome with that form of contamination of the harabayis. So therefore, before you go to the harabayis, you have to take off your watch. your glasses, your jewelry, and you should wear, right, only Machne Levia we're discussing. Right. We're not discussing Machne Shechina, and you have to wear special clothes, which they make, which they tell you what they are, special clothing made from special materials which are not subject to Kabbalah Satumah. So it can be done. It can be done, all of these things. But, you know, when you, and also, by when you go to mikvah, Baal Keri, you have to go to mikvah with the same chumras that an isha goes. When an isha goes to mikvah, she has to make sure there's no chatzitza, the nails. There are incredible chumras that go into a woman when she goes into mikvah. When a man goes to mikvah, because he's a Baal Keri going to the Harabayis, he has to do all these chumras, and Ad Kedei Rabbi Yashiv says he should make a bracha when he goes to mikvah. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvah sivanu al atzvila. Whatever the nosach is, when you go to mikvah, a man never makes this bracha. Only women make the bracha when they go to mikvah for tefillas nida. A man, if he's going to the harabayis, he's a soldier. A soldier needs to shiur, a soldier needs to shmira on the harabayis, and he would never go, and he would go there. He's doing shmira. So this is what the Ravash told him: what you have to do. You have to go. You have to take all the precautions. Baal Keri, you go to mikvah, have Herav Shemesh, and when you do the mikvah, it must be a mikvah that's 100% kosher, not a shvacha mikvah for tefillas for men, a real kosher mikvah that's good even for women, and you have to make sure your nails are clean, and your toenails, and rub your entire body with an inspection, have a mikvah man, right? There's a mikvah lady, it has to be a mikvah man to make sure, and you have to make a bracha, you have to make a bracha to be 100% tar, be super careful that... No, the metal can be contaminated. All these things cannot contaminate you. Tummy mace. That's not the issue. Tummy mace is a different tumma. There are different types of tumma. Tummy mace we don't care about. Nothing we can do about that. That's why we don't go to the place of the mikdash. Only to Machane Levia. Only the designated areas on Harabayis. And then you go to mikvah the bracha, and you be careful to watch yourself the whole night. And you should not be mahar and have anything which would cause there to be a mashu of shifa zera in your reiraglayim. And then the next morning you put on special clothing which is not mekabel tomo, and take off your watch, anything that is not necessary.
Now
the
gun. You can't think of that, but if you put your watch on after the mikvah, you could be already.
No, the watch cannot contaminate you. The watch is only a rishon. The watch is a lower level. You'll be an
after.
Right. You can put on after, but you have to take them more because the watch and the gliss cannot contaminate you. You can contaminate them. When the person is an av hatumah, he makes them into a rishon. But once you cleanse yourself and you're tahar and they're only a rishon, they cannot contaminate you. No, you can't take them onto the har because you're taking an object which is tamei. Tumas Keri, a derivative of Tumas Keri, into a Mokum where that may not be present. Okay, there's a lot more. We have to do some more tomorrow. Yeah, it go crazy. It's so disturbing. It's so hard.
Amen.